Show, saying things and doing stuff.
With the Biggs and Barr Show, I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
I hope everybody's doing fine and well. We start the show with something I guess we're calling Chris's question from now on.
Sure.
It's a question I pose these two fellas.
All right.
And we discuss it. So here's today's. Would you rather have to run everywhere you go or yell everything you say? So everywhere you go, you have to run. And this doesn't give you any more ability than you have now. Like, you don't get endless legs. You don't get, like, or you have to scream everything you say.
So you I mean, I don't like running. I'm not really a big yeller. That's more your thing. So I know which one you'd choose.
But also, like, yeah, I'm trying to, so, like, let's say, like, I don't know what you guys do when you wake up. You roll over and say, like, bye to your wives. Like,
no,
and I give her a little thing, and I say bye. Like, oh, I see that. And I get
you wake her up?
No, and I get a, no, she likes that. It lets her know that I'm awake and going to work and not still sleeping.
Yet. Oh, still providing for the family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not getting fired.
So I would have to be like,
selfish.
Bye! Yeah! Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, like, force something in the morning, that would suck. There'd be no quiet time.
Yeah, as much as I don't like running, I think I'd choose running. Because I'd get in better shape because I'd have to run everywhere. And I don't really like yelling either. But running, I think, would have more benefits.
But where does the running stop? I mean the gauge of it. Like, you could go on a trot everywhere.
Yeah, how fast do I have to run?
It says running. It doesn't say full out. That's not, yeah, a jog's not a run. That's a jog. It's different. You have to run. To run everywhere you go. Yeah, look at your face.
Running and jogging are the same thing.
I don't believe they are at all.
Like, I know you'd be tired like the first week or so, but after that, I think you'd be fine.
But wouldn't it be shocking? I guess yelling would be shocking.
Yelling
too.
Would be shocking, yeah.
Like you're in Costco or a grocery store running
through the grocery store, trying to grab things as you go by.
So I Googled, can jogging be considered running? And they said the running pace, most sources put the cutoff point around 6 miles an hour.
All right.
So what is that?
That's
pretty fast.
Yeah, you're clipping along.
That's running.
It's like 12, like 10 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
You're running.
But yeah,
it's not
when
just
I think,
a light jog.
When I think running, I think sprinting. For, like my brain goes to sprinting.
It's not sprinting.
I know that. That'd be yeah.
Not full out sprinting, but not jogging.
I think I'd still choose running. I think it would have more benefits than the yelling.
It'd be hard to do some stuff though, man, if you're running.
Like, yeah,
like
you
said, like grocery
right?
shopping is a great example.
There's workarounds.
It'd be really hard to grocery shop.
So what if you ran from your car to the grocery store, but then while you're in the grocery store, you use like a wheelchair or a mobility
scooter.
Cart?
Everywhere
then,
you go.
Then no, you don't have to run.
You're going somewhere else. You gotta run.
But you can't drive then?
I don't know.
You'd run
I
to your
took
car.
It to mean
yeah.
every time you had to go somewhere on foot, you had
you run,
to run.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair.
So like there are workarounds.
Well, even the grocery store, you can just run 3-step stop.
Yeah.
As long
yeah.
as you're not moving.
Every time you move, though, you have to be running.
You'd be basically live life like a cat when it's got the zoomies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be less, I mean, it'd be less obnoxious choice.
Than yelling, yeah,
yelling,
for sure.
Than yelling. I just would never talk. I'd learn sign language or something. It's just, I know you're both looking at me like, oh,
no,
you yell
no,
all
no,
the time
yeah,
anyway.
You make a good point.
You don't
but
yell all the time.
No.
Like a good portion of the time. You're not yelling, but you are, your volume is louder than a lot of other people.
I'd say 60% of the time at work, you are shouting in some way.
60%?
Well, I don't know if it's 60.
Thank
well,
you,
Well, he doesn't
Jason.
Really
I'd
talk
have to think
that much
it.
Other than
yelling.
What are you both saying?
I'm just trying to think. Like, it's not an insult.
No, it's not.
Both of your faces are insulting right now. Jamie's got his stupid smirk. How can I get? And Jason's pretending like he's thinking. When he's really just thinking what number is absurd but not too absurd.
Is 60% too high?
Yes.
Or would you say half the time he's yelling then?
Maybe half. Time.
Maybe half.
We talk how many times a show?
Yeah,
let's just even do the show, which is where I yell way more on the show than I yell off the show. So
yeah, but you know, how often do you talk out loud outside of the show?
That's what I mean. Not as much. But when you do, you are yelling.
You had voice stress last week.
Yeah.
Brought his average down. My average is down. You're good. It saved you from a high yelling average. I don't know. That's a tough one. Yeah. That's a good question. Yeah,
yeah. I don't like either of them.
Yeah, both would be pretty rough. But, yeah. I don't think I could do the running.
Oh, you could. Of course you could. You'd work up to it.
Sure.
You get in better shape.
Coming out? No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to run today.
Just sitting.
Go out to the bar.
Who said you had to run anywhere? I got to run everywhere, bro.
Sprinting through the crowd.
Through the crowd at a packed bar to go to the bathroom.
You're at Blues Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically running in place because you can't get anywhere.
This would be my theme name. This would be my new name, Weezer. That's what everybody would call me. Everywhere I went, J106.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
You guys ever get all hot and bothered seeing a vehicle of any sort?
Well, I had a 1974 Volkswagen Super Beetle, bright yellow, and I really liked that car, but
it's got some junk, eh? It's got a nice little round backside on that bad boy.
Well, it's not really how I saw it. I just thought it was a cool car. Why?
Because there's a story involving someone who made love to a car
a bunch
of times. So I'm just wondering, like, you know.
You're talking about 52-year-old Walter McCray.
I am talking about 52-year-old Walter McCray.
I see. Yeah, he got charged with several counts of, like, indecent exposure and stuff because he's got a bit of a problem with mechanophilia. That's where you're attracted to machines.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, there was a woman who, well, he liked her 2008 Toyota Avalon.
It had nothing to do with her at all.
No.
Just her car.
She really loved her car. It was in a carport. I did some research on this.
Yeah.
And they caught him finally.
Okay.
Because he'd been doing it for 3 years.
Three goodness.
Years he'd been. And, was it a tailpipe? Was he going at the tailpipe?
All over. He would.
Smooching.
They caught him peeing on the hood and stuff.
Oh, wow.
This poor lady took her car to the mechanic three times because she thought fluid was leaking from her car. But it was just pee.
Well, it was. She was technically right.
Yeah.
But
they caught him. And this lovely, lovely elderly lady talks about
it. Yeah, here.
They caught him on camera. They came Monday morning. And they took the films out, and they come back to the door and say, we got him this time. She said, we got good films, we got good pictures, but it was more than we really wanted to see, so.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah. But they got him.
Okay, I'm not going to get into the peeing thing.
That was just part of it.
I know, yeah. So he's got more than one fetish then, clearly.
Yeah.
I searched 2008 Toyota Avalon.
Okay.
Like the least, I don't want to be come off here as being shallow, but the least sexy car I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is a plain Jane of automobiles.
Oh my
for
God.
Sure.
It's like an old Ford Taurus looking type.
Yes, very similar. Now, this one I'm seeing in the picture is a burgundy color. So maybe that was what he dug about it.
Like the least attractive car I've ever seen.
Don't know.
What do you mean you don't
know? It's just that or a PT Cruiser.
It's just a nondescript car.
PT's got a big back end. You know what I mean?
That's
like
true.
If you like yourself some junk in the trunk, you got it in that PT Cruiser. This is just like the most plain Jane vanilla car I've ever seen.
And most of the ones, I know you, Jason, you said hers was burgundy, but most of them are tan,
beige,
or silver.
Beige, silver.
Like you wouldn't even notice this car driving by.
No.
You know, you're walking down the street. This car's not getting anyone's attention.
No, that's a car that if you asked a kid, like 8-year-old kid, to draw a car, that's the car they draw.
Yeah, the box.
If they're good at
enough to draw it. Yeah, it's a box with wheels. Like that's no one's knows. It's weird. It must have been something else. Maybe
just everything aligned.
An emotional connection. Maybe
the color, the fact it was parked under a carport. He thought, you know. Their own little space.
It's a good personality.
Sad. Yeah, so I'm saying maybe it's got a good personality or some other attributes. Because it ain't sexy.
Under the hood, he took a peek under the hood.
Yeah.
Everything was good.
I found something else he liked.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice dipstick.
Well, he's the one dipping his stick.
That's true. I guess he's got the
maybe
dipstick.
Maybe it is. Maybe he gets a little cross stick dipping. You know?
Maybe
he's not always the top.
Maybe.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
He'd have to lift the hood to get something
like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, what, they're not lifting the hood? You're right in there. You
know, tailpipe to tailpipe. I don't know if that would work.
I don't think so.
No.
Anyway, poor guy. He's got a disease, mechanophilia. Bit of a fetish there.
Sure.
Hopefully gets some help.
Sure.
And she gets a car wash.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. definitely get that car. We're lining up for an hour here in Ottawa.
Yeah. It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
You can call us. Leave us a message. 216-3849-216-Dougie. We play them twice a day. We are your megaphone for the city and the world. What do you got, James?
Well, maybe the worst call I've ever heard.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, this one got me upset.
Hey, Chris, love you, pal. But I think it's time to retire the Mighty Poems.
What?
I mean, who do you are, J.K. Rowling? Huh? Who do you think you are, T.S. Eliot? Huh? Who do you think you are, Shel Silverstein? Huh? Who do you think you are, William Shakespeare? Huh?
Hey, bud.
He's just trying to get you going.
Kick rocks.
You know, I've tried to let them retire a few times. It's not me.
Absolutely not.
It's the people around me that will not let it happen.
No. Don't take criticism from a guy who could barely string together the words of his own phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm. If one thing...
Guy's an idiot.
One thing...
Sorry.
One thing, I think the three of us... Sometimes somebody gets under our skin, but it's very far and few. Growing up in radio, in entertainment, not growing up, but, you know, coming through the phases of social media,
yeah.
Like we were here before social media and we've been here through it growing, and now we've had the opportunity to grow a bit of a skin.
Oh, yeah, my skin's pretty thick.
The one thing I've noticed with all these, like, social media stars, these people that start are nothing, and then they go viral and they blow up. They cannot handle criticism. They just cannot do it because they haven't had that slow sort of evolution of taking a shot here, taking a shot there, haters. And they just all of a sudden they get all this attention and all this hate.
Like, I've been doing this since I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
So.
And they cannot deal with it.
No.
They just,
oh, it's emotional. Too much anxiety. It's from what? From losers on the internet or losers on your answering machine who don't know you, don't know anything about you. Who cares? Let them take shots.
Yeah.
Like they've been taking shots since day one.
I don't think there's a thing that hasn't been said to me.
And not everyone's going to like you.
No.
That's impossible. It's impossible for that to happen. You know that in your own day to day with 10 people in your office, let alone a million people or whatever, it's not going to happen. Let them. So, yeah. He don't sweat me, bro.
My advice, sir, is if you don't like the poems when they're on, don't listen to them.
That's it.
And that's on you, friend.
Also, never talk bad about the Mighty series of poems ever, son of a...
They're Jamie's favorite thing, so...
Yeah, you've never done anything better.
Wow.
I don't... I'm on the radio.
Wow.
Like, you're a great father, this and that. No, they're the best.
I took it to mean at the radio.
Yeah. I know. You never know with him, though.
He's in the room.
Yeah. I'm still shocked that that's the best thing I've done at radio.
Man, I love him.
I know you do, but now I really have to reevaluate. That hurt my feelings more than anything
maybe,
else.
Maybe you will stop doing
amazing
them.
Things.
It's a silly, dumb poem I write like once a month, if that. That's the best thing I've done in my whole career is a silly, dumb poem.
We've done like 20-something of them.
Hey, don't let it get to you.
Yeah, what that? I was like, that was a compliment.
But hurtful.
You can't just let me know. Jeez, don't let me get it under your skin. Okay, this is for Jason.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Great. Hey, boys. Long-time listener. Podcast listener. Anyway, this question's for Jason Barr. Volunteer fireman. Just pulled over a minute ago. There's a fire truck coming towards me, so I'll do my thing. I pull over. And look at my side mirror. There's water pissing out the back end of this thing. Like, a lot. What the hell's going on? Is that normal? I don't know. I found it weird, so I figured, well, what the hell? I'm listening to your show, and I asked you. Can you explain that, please? Thank you, boys. Cheers.
Sounds like somebody who left something open.
Oh, wow. That shouldn't be happening.
Shouldn't have been open. Or it could be a failed seal or something like that. But no, it's not normal. They usually try and keep the water in the truck until they need it.
There's always a bit of, like,
yeah, there's a bit of overflow if the tank's really full.
Sloshing and splashing.
It will overflow some. There's a
I don't know if I ever followed a water truck that wasn't spilling some sort of.
Yeah. But he said he seemed like it more than normal.
Yeah,
normal. So. We had a guy one time who, Alan, good guy.
Alan!
What do you mean we had, like, you in your house yet?
No, at the fire hall.
Oh.
And he accidentally opened the side chute on the tanker, which I think held like 5,000 liters of water.
Liter.
Yeah. And he spent a while cleaning that up. It was just water. Floor was really clean afterwards.
Oh, it was inside.
Inside, yeah.
Oh.
Just poured out, eh?
Inside the bay, yeah.
Yeah, once that's open, you're not closing that either.
Like, oh, you got it closed.
Oh, you got it closed.
Yeah, yeah. But he hit the wrong button. There's a switch where it comes out the side, and then you can open it up, and he hit the wrong switch when it was accidental.
I got a question about your hose, like the fire hose.
Hey. What?
Excuse me, like the hoses you use.
Yeah. Pardon me. Uh-huh.
Pardon me.
Off-air discussion there.
Pardon me.
Yep.
So, you know, a pressure washer, right?
Yes.
So you hit a pressure washer, the trigger,
yeah.
It bolts your hand back.
Yeah.
What is the comparison pressure of a fire hose to that?
Well, it'll come out at a much higher PSI.
I mean, like, how much strength, the blowback?
Well, it depends on your size of hose. Your smaller hoses are easier to handle. Your bigger hoses, more difficult to handle.
Oh,
but yeah.
How much water is coming out?
You gotta shut them down slowly, especially, so you don't create some water hammer and stuff like that.
What's a water hammer?
It's where you shut it off too quickly and the shock runs through the... Theoretically, it could blow up a hydrant.
It's not a superhero.
Water hammer.
Yeah, it would be a good superhero for sure. But yeah,
all right.
If you're interested in becoming a firefighter, Ottawa Fire is always looking.
Really?
Yeah, and they do.
He's not.
They do two recruit classes a year now.
Two.
6 months. You can be a volunteer firefighter. So check
it's not
out.
Full volunteer, but people think it's all for free. You get paid, right?
Yeah,
am I not supposed to say that?
Okay. Well, no, there's a small amount of money
of
compensation you get for the time you put in. But, yeah, no, it's a great deal. You get some training, you get to meet good people, and you get to help your community. So you want to do it, they're always looking.
You guys go for beers from time to time?
From time to time,
yeah,
sure.
I bet so.
Like everybody? Yeah. Not in your fire clothes, though.
No way. No.
So. Tell us more about your hose, though.
Yeah.
I was in that hour.
You're
meandering about other things. Let's get back to the hose. You want to reach the Dougie line? It's 216-849 or 216 Dougie.
Five questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
Otto, what? On a Biggs and Barr show.
Well, we have five questions. You have 30 seconds. If you pass and come back, you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is the one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end, and if you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board. Very special Plinko board this week, because every slot has $500 in fuel, courtesy of CAA and Shell. All right,
we got Cody on the phone.
Hello.
Congrats on your WWE title, sir.
Awesome.
Yeah. No idea what I'm talking about. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
All right, your time will begin after I read the first question. What American city hosts the Sundance Film Festival?
Orleans. New Orleans, sorry.
What is the highest scoring brother combo in NHL history?
The Sedin brothers.
What big boat set sail on its maiden voyage 112 years ago today?
Pass.
Who plays the role of Casey Ryback in Under Siege 1 and 2 movies?
Shit. pass on that one.
Who has a better collection of movies, Harrison Ford or Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay,
you are wrong.
Let's go over your answers.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Who has a better collection of movies, Harrison Ford or Tommy Lee Jones? You said Tommy Lee Jones, which just I can't imagine anyone even saying that. Not that Tommy Lee Jones is a bad actor, but like as a collective,
yes.
Like Harrison
Star
Ford,
Wars,
way
Indiana
better.
Jones, yeah. American Pred, like. What?
So your opinion's wrong on that one.
Yeah.
What's his name? Who was he? What's his, my God, Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
Clear and Present. What's
yeah.
What the hell is
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan. Thank you.
Who plays the role of Casey Ryback in Under Siege 1 and 2? You had absolutely no idea. It's Steven Seagal.
No.
Okay. He's 72 years old today.
Yeah.
What big boat set sail on its maiden voyage 112 years ago today? Y'all said no idea. It's a Titanic. Pretty famous boat. What is the highest scoring brother combo in NHL history? You said the Sedin brothers, which wasn't the worst guess.
No.
But it's the Gretzky brothers.
Gretzky's.
Wayne and Brent.
Yeah, Brent has like 3 points.
Yeah.
3 points? Yeah,
like
Wayne's
got
that,
all the points.
But
yeah.
It counts.
It counts.
And what American city hosts the Sundance Film Festival? You said New Orleans. That is absolutely incorrect. Everyone else knew it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming.
Cody. Not often do we get an offer, Cody. No,
Cody, maybe it's, something to your attitude. You come in a bit smug, I got to be honest.
Yeah, you were eating during it. Yeah. You know?
So, you know, maybe take this more seriously next time and show a little respect. That's all.
All right, I'll try better next time.
Very serious show.
All right, buddy. Enjoy your day, man.
All right, you as well. Bye-bye.
Yeah, not often we get the offer.
No.
Whenever I hear Maiden Voyage, I automatically just think of the Titanic for some reason.
Like, what else do you think
of?
Yeah. I don't think anyone knows Seagal's name.
Casey Ryback?
I thought it was a woman.
No, Casey, I would have known that.
You know, he was the chef on the boat?
He was, yeah. I don't.
And Tommy Lee Jones was the bad guy. They posed as a rock and roll band.
My brain has scraped any.
Gary Busey was in it too.
Yes, he was.
Jesus,
there's great movie.
Cast of horrendous human beings.
What's wrong with Tommy Lee Jones?
Oh, legend.
Is he a
legendary
jerk?
Prick.
Like, really?
Legendary.
I had no idea.
I don't want to know any of that.
Yeah, like, I just legendary. See them act. Jim Carrey tells a great story about it. Like,
really?
He couldn't stand Jim Carrey. Couldn't stand
him. Because he was too silly?
Yeah, he was too goofy. Didn't take it seriously. Didn't take the art of pretend seriously. Anyways. All right, well, yeah, that was horrendous. Whew. Thanks, Coach.
He's going to hear it at work today.
He just will say, oh, it wasn't me. must have been another Cody, wasn't me. We got Circle Time sneaking up on you. And Scrabble. There's the dumb people version now, which...
What?
Yeah. Made us upset. We'll talk about it coming up on Shea 106. A circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Spot, we each bring something to the table to share. The others might not be aware of. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. All right. Well, I'm not a huge fan of board games, but I will tell you about this one. Scrabble. We all know what Scrabble is.
Yes.
A time-tested board game, which I have played before. Well, the makers of Scrabble did a study... And they found that younger people don't quite like the competitive nature of Scrabble. And they would like a game where you can simply enjoy language, words, being together, and having fun creating words. So they've come up with Scrabble Together.
Okay.
So the old Scrabble's still available. They didn't, throw it in the water or anything.
Of course.
So the winner is the player who would complete 20 challenges. And a player loses if they use up all their helper cards and can't complete a goal. So you have 20 goals. You have to draw a card for it, and it'll say something like, play a word containing two of the same consonant, or play a word containing at least two different vowels. And
soccer!
It's
both of those.
Yeah. So you can still buy it, but...
It's still competitive, but a little more cooperative, it sounds like. You can help each other with cards, help cards, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's tasks opposed to just points.
It sounds more complicated than the original one.
It does sound.
The board looks a bit different.
A little more complicated. But maybe it just encourages more, like, helping and, like, being...
I guess.
Less just straight-up spelling words.
Just knowing words?
And making other...
You still have to know words.
You have to know words. Like,
yeah.
But you don't have to, you're not trying to get big words and scramble and then make sure they line up for the triple score.
And they have tips on the cards as well, like
Q-I.
Scrabble tip. Getting rid of duplicate letters can really free up space on your rack. Like, things you should probably know already.
All right.
I don't know, we'll see how well it sells. People just want to get along playing board games.
Sounds just like a different game, like a different word game. Why not just come out with called...
Help words.
Scrubble. We got a new version of our game.
Internet's already calling it Scrabble for dumb people.
Oh.
So I did not make that up.
I was okay at Scrabble.
I'm fine at Scrabble.
Yeah, I was all right at it.
On the odd occasion I've played.
Yeah. I'm being a wordsmith, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There are lots of words bouncing around this.
Anyway, if you know a dumb person who likes board games, buy him that one.
Cavern.
Big old head hole. Jamie, what do you got?
So the eclipse was Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It some parts of the continent was more impressive than others. The darkness was neat. Well, they were showing the eclipse on a Mexican news station.
Like clips of like listeners that sent in of the eclipse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like or viewers.
Viewers.
Yeah.
And so they played one, and somehow this got past the producers or something. So you just see the sun. and then in front of the sun dips down a set of man's testicles.
It's amazing.
Oh, they use the testicles like to the, be moon, the moon, like eclipsing the sun. Yeah.
But it was just might have been a light, and they sent it into the news station.
Yeah, it looks like a flashlight,
and it wasn't checked ahead of time.
It wasn't checked ahead of time.
We need fresh eclipse footage. Throw some up.
Yeah, the cutaway was so quick, and I don't know. I don't know what they're saying because it's in Spanish.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's check out this footage of the eclipse, and then you see a light, and then this hairy.
And they're like, "Why is the moon hairy?"
Come down.
It's a great clip. It's
like,
very.
How
funny.
Did that make it through?
Like that's harmless fun to me. I think that's
somebody
that's
didn't watch it. Somebody just saw. This.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, we got Morgan. Oh, yeah, you're putting this up.
Did or you say harmless fun?
Yeah.
Well, I understand it's the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. I mean, it's gross.
Yeah, of course it's gross, but it's still funny. Like a nutsack is funny. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, for sure. Hey, you don't have to convince me. Yeah. There's some others that might have a little issue with it.
I don't think we'll be able to post it on the Shave Facebook.
No, probably not. April is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month.
There you go.
Maybe they were doing it for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Check your nuts, fellas. Check your nuts.
Sure they were. Speaking of gross, there's a Reddit thread going on about what's the grossest thing your partner does.
Okay.
But you accept it. Like, you don't really fight him on it.
Don't ask my wife.
Yeah. this is level one in Jamie's house.
Okay.
Pooping without the door closed. That's like just kind of, they poop in the same room.
Don't you just have your toilet in the living room?
Don't you have to get up.
Yeah. Yeah, don't want to miss anything.
That's how Jamie watches hockey on the toilet.
Aren't they facing each other? Don't you have like his and hers, or you just look each other in the
eye? No, they're beside, because then how would you watch the TV?
Chris? Right, okay, fair enough. Eating while using the bathroom.
Who does that?
I mean, I have done it.
I've done it.
I finished chewing it. While...
I've put a cereal bowl down on the...
And sat backwards?
No, just like rested it there.
Or you pull a chair in.
Pull a chair in?
I've done that.
Okay, I've never...
What do you mean you pull a chair in?
Like you pull a chair into the bathroom, stick it in front of the toilet, put your food up on there.
Here's one that I might comment on if I saw my wife doing
it. Okay.
She sucks her tea bags dry.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah. That's a bit weird.
That's psychotic behavior.
That's a little over the top. What are you doing? What are you doing? I think would be how I put it. What's going on over there?
Oh, here's one that you do, Chris.
Mm.
She bites huge cartoonish chunks out of cheese we have in the fridge.
I don't bite you break right them off the brick. That's right. I break them off the brick. Off,
yeah. He's not that much of a savage.
Which makes my wife insane because then the line's not straight.
Of course
you got
it's
a jaggedy
mountain range.
Who cares?
It's not as fresh that way.
What do you mean it's not as fresh that way? What a dumb thing to say.
I found the list.
Yeah.
These are funny. He's forcefully gags himself when brushing his teeth to remove phlegm. It's shockingly loud.
Oh, my God.
Every single tooth brushing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Leaves Q-tips everywhere. Picks his teeth with the point of a knife. Yeah.
I don't know. The tea bag one to me seems super vile.
And nearly dies from choking on stringy cheese every time she eats a mozzarella stick, but she keeps doing it.
It's like you went apples.
Yeah, it's like me. Hey, I had one today. I didn't choke on it.
Oh, wow. Very good.
You're a changed man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the teabag one is the one that definitely would be the most. What are you doing?
What the f*** is going on?
Exactly. The Biggs and Bar Show.
I've been told that Jamie has a surprise for us, Jason.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, once in a while, and I mean once a blue moon, we do a thing called tipsy talk here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I will take a piece of the show, a random piece, and slow it down to half speed so we sound like we've had a few beers.
A few pints, yeah.
And,
All right, you got one for us today.
I have one for us today.
What's the topic? Like, when did this actually happen?
About a month ago.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about things being universal.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay.
Like a universal remote.
Oh, okay. Talking about I don't even remember this conversation.
Universal things, okay?
I'm excited.
We sound like we've had a few. Okay.
It is nice to have universal things that everything fits into.
For Wall of
Till you head to Europe, then you're real goose.
Yeah.
Universal's the wrong word.
Yeah.
Because then it would be the everything. Same everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm?
That's, yeah, I was a bit bothered by it too, Jason.
You can't say it's universal if it's not universal.
Sure.
That's control. The entire universe. We have no idea what outlages are using in other galaxies. So,
universal on Earth.
We probably should never use that word.
So how's Arnold Schwarzenegger Mr. Universe?
Right, so we don't know.
He's Mr. Earth. Universe of Earth.
He's Mr. Earth.
Okay, so Earth,
Earthiversal?
Earthiversal.
Yeah. Because you can't say universal because we just don't know. Earthiversal.
Like universally loved. No, Earthiversally loved.
Earthiversally loved.
Yeah. Fine. Steve Irwin. Earthiversally loved.
Mm-hmm. He's top of mind.
I was trying to think of someone that no one has ever heard anything say bad about.
Probably Steve Irwin. Well, yeah. Except for being a dummy for trying to. He's just excited about fish and stingrays and stuff, right? Can't fault a guy for that.
Fella.
That would be one of my favorite ones in a long time.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, I think we would have sound drunk if you played that at regular speed.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the hell were we talking about?
Being Earthiversally. Makes sense.
All right. Well done, James. That was a nice treat. Thanks, man. See you later.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We got a new contest we're playing. It's called How Long.
How long, how long.
And it's basically you have to guess how long you think Jamie is going to do something without him passing your time.
So we have three contestants. We have Ted, Jerry, and Aaron.
Okay.
And
we're gonna ask Jamie to leave the room first.
Yeah. So I'll add them all at the same time.
Remember to explain what I'm doing too.
Yeah.
We're gonna do that.
Jamie's gonna leave the room,
and then we're gonna because we don't want any of your guesses to influence how long.
Right.
He's gonna try to do something.
So what is he gonna do?
He's gonna balance a puzzle.
Oh, the Mandarin puzzle?
Yeah, the Mandarin puzzle on the bridge of his nose.
Oh, wow.
So it's a box. It's about two inches thick by maybe 8 inches in width and length there.
Yeah.
And he's gonna slap her on between his schnoz and his forehead.
Okay.
And how long do you think he can balance it there?
All right, so let's ask Ted first. Ted. There he is,
Ted.
Yep.
How long do you think he can do it for?
I'm thinking 5 seconds.
Five seconds.
Okay. Okay. Now remember, as soon as he passes 5 seconds, you're eliminated, Ted.
Okay. Now let's go to Jerry.
Jerry.
Good morning.
How long do you think he can balance a puzzle on his bridge of his nose for?
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Okay.
Man, Jamie comes back.
Let's go to Aaron.
Okay, Aaron.
Well, I'm going to go with 6 seconds.
6 seconds.
6 seconds. Well, this is not going to be a long contest.
No, this is not going to be a long contest at all.
But if Jamie goes over 6 seconds, then you all lose.
You all lose, unfortunately. But let's find out. Let me go get him.
All right.
Oh, you have to go over?
No, what? If he passes your time, you're out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we got 2, 5, and 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So that's going to be...
Oh, I should have went with...
Yeah, you should have. Attention.
Well, it doesn't inspire him to do it longer if it's got to be under, you know what I mean? So, anyways, James, you're back.
Hey.
What's up? We have the times.
Okay.
It's not going to be a hard one for you.
No, this one's going to be easy for you.
We're not going to tell you the times, but...
Is he allowed to wear his glasses?
He can do whatever he wants, man. What is it? Why, you
I'll take
his glasses?
I'll take my glasses.
I don't know. Would that help stabilize the puzzle?
I don't know. He's taking them off.
Yeah. All right. You tell me when to go.
We'll start the clock.
When Jamie says go.
Jamie starts.
Okay.
Yeah. I will buzz out the different times as we go along without saying names.
Ready? Oh, maybe it's not such a bad guess.
Go. And he's dropped it already.
Oh, my God.
Well, Ted wins.
Yeah, it was under 2 seconds.
Really?
Are you serious?
No, it was no.
You thought it was over 2 seconds?
I got over 2 seconds.
Oh, you do have over 2 seconds?
Okay. I have 2.86.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So the closest one.
So the 5 second guess.
Yeah, so Ted, first caller.
Congratulations, yeah, Ted.
Nice. Wow. Sweet.
You got $100 in the lotto.
Hey, you guys were spot on. We really overestimated Jamie's ability to balance
that
a puzzle on
terrible.
His face.
That was terrible. That was the worst thing I've ever seen you do.
The pieces. Yeah. Maybe it was the glasses.
You should be ashamed.
Dragon. 1, 2, 3. Eight.
Well.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were going to do at least like 10, 15
I
seconds.
So,
easy,
yeah.
Easy. Here we go. One. Now he's got it down.
Yeah.
See? It's typical Jamie. Doesn't rehearse anything.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Hey, Ted wins. You're the winner,
Look,
Ted.
Now he's going to hold it up there for eternity. It's still up there. 10.
Well, you can stop now. We don't.
Yeah, you're not impressing us.
Yeah.
We know you.
He's disappointed
sorry, boys.
In himself.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ted. You get $100 in lotto.
Thank you.
No worries. Other gentlemen, thank you also for
I've
playing.
I've hung up on them already.
Everybody was spot on. They know Jamie better than we do.
Man, the balance point was off.
What, you? You're the balance point.
Yeah, you were the
balance
point.
Because of the puzzles.
Point.
It's a puzzle.
Yeah, but they were still.
The pieces, they're not even.
You could have shaken it to settle them.
Everyone keeps saying, I thought you were playing Price is Right rules. But that doesn't really make sense in this case. Because we're trying to, Jamie's trying to go as long as he can.
Picture there's a plane flying and everyone's hanging on. Whoever, that doesn't make sense.
No, that makes way less sense.
We have to go through the best way to explain this.
I think I did explain it.
You did a good job.
Yeah, I thought you were
I think we got there. We got there eventually.
I understood it.
All right.
Damn.
That was pathetic.
But then look at, you know.
That was pathetic.
That's really put a damper on the day, your performance there, Jamie.
I'm sorry, everyone. I apologize.
Ruined our whole show right there.
Sorry.
Now, you got a story you want to share with us. Maybe that'll make it up coming up.
Yes, I do. Circle is a shape. It goes
around and around. Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Which one of you fine fellas would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
A couple days ago at... we had some excitement at Place d'Orleans, the mall.
I've been there many times.
Yeah.
Very quiet mall.
Uh-huh. Well, not the other day.
All right.
There's a robbery.
There was a robbery.
It's a robbery.
Of a jewelry store in broad daylight, smashing and grabbing.
Come on.
Yeah. This is the audio
of
it.
Close the doors.
They did not care.
Nope.
Is this just a witness? Filming?
Yeah,
an employee, I think,
Someone from across across the hall.
Why?
Well, that's new.
Is it Napoleon Dynamite reporting on it?
Tina, eat your ham.
Yeah.
There's a robbery.
Sorry. Anyway, they got away. They haven't caught him yet.
Okay, but no one was injured or anything like that. It's just...
Just a smash and grab, but pretty brazen.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Brazen daytime robbery.
Yeah.
What was it again?
What is going on?
It's
a robbery.
Oh,
yeah. Amazing.
So, I mean, you don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
Other than in movies.
Yeah. A mall, honestly, like, it's a very quiet mall. So, it might have been why they chose it. Because it's like, there's not going to be a lot of people
they
there.
Planned middle of the day. It didn't take them long.
No.
Smash, grab, get out.
I thought one all guy the jewelry was, in the... Sorry, Jason.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave. You go first.
Well, one guy was wearing a high-vis
mask. Yeah, that was odd.
I don't know if that was part of the cover,
what?
If there was a crew outside, but like generally when you're robbing a place, you don't want to be high
vis.
No, right?
None of that. We're trying to get
that
out.
That was odd, wasn't it?
All right, well, there it is. you guys see Heather's post on Facebook yesterday, how they put up a post about the Ottawa Black Bears?
Oh, yeah.
The lacrosse team.
They want a slogan?
Yeah, they're doing a slogan contest. They want you to help them pick a slogan for the team. I don't want to do that at all. They picked a terrible name and logo, so I don't care.
Wow.
We had a way better logo,
we did. We had a better name and logo. Sure.
The Gooses is the best name ever. Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be that. It's going to be the Black Bears.
The Black Bears.
So,
you picked a lame logo. You pick your own lame slogan. You know what I mean?
Gurr. That's it?
That would be amazing.
Just Gurr. G and a bunch of R's. Gurr.
Yeah. Black Bears aren't even scary. They're the nice guy. They're friendly. They're scared. They're scared of everything.
Still slit the dump. Throw with a claw, wouldn't they?
Well, they'll get you if they want to. Still a bear.
I know. They don't put fear in me.
You're not scared of bears.
Not black bears. Because I'm not an idiot. I know how they behave.
Okay, but in a confrontation, I think you might be a little bit.
No, if it started snarling at me and walking towards me, I'm saying, but if I saw, if I walked out my back door and there was a black bear at the end of my property, I wouldn't be terrified. If there was a grizzly or polar bear, I'd be terrified. But a black bear, just be like, oh, what's he doing? Is he going to climb the fence? Is he wanting garbage? Like, what?
Oh, I see.
They're like giant raccoons.
I guess. At the games, they should introduce the team by playing like the Teddy Bears Picnic and stuff.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be fun.
Anyways, if you want to go pick a slogan, it's all on our Facebook page, and you can help. But I mean, and kick rocks for not going with the Gooses. So
yeah. I mean, like they're just not going to.
Hmm?
So, I mean, I don't know. You can be mad about it if you want, but
also reach out. Let's do something next season. Yeah.
No. Any other franchise in the town? Glad to help. Titans, we're there for you.
All right.
Black Bears, kick rocks. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, yesterday, I became a little unhinged. And I had a moment of self-realization. I said, well, I have to bring this up on the show.
Okay.
So, beautiful day yesterday. Can we all agree?
Yeah, yes. Very nice day.
It was
nice
lovely.
Day,
yeah. So, yeah. I head out to fire up the grill. And I turn, and there's so many losers chilling in my backyard.
Do you mean
and
mosquitoes?
When I say that, no, I mean these stupid box elder bugs.
Oh.
I keep calling them losers because they're everywhere. And I was so mad because it was the first warm day. Like warm-ish, like the last little spell we had before the snow.
Those
yes.
So they're black, kind of red, and a bit of a red.
Yeah.
They don't bite or anything.
No, they do nothing wrong to you, but they're there, and they can get in the house. They can make, like, infestations.
Yeah.
So the way the home remedy to get rid of them is soapy water and, like, mainly soap and spray them.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy, didn't I go in and get my spray bottle of soap.
He just massacred.
And I said the weirdest things, a couple of them, because it was like mating season. And
were
I
they
said,
mating? You murdered them while they were mating?
Oh, you're having sex? Not anymore. And then I would spray them.
You were saying this out loud?
Yes, I was saying
outside
it.
Your home?
I told you. I went, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you're having sex on my wall? And then I was like, get out of here, bugs. I kept saying, but you can't kill them. Like, you can't step on them. You can't squish them.
Why?
Because they, I read that they omit or emit
yeah.
a odor, and I guess it attracts more.
Just a suggestion. And I've never tried this. I used to have them gather on my garage, too, the house I lived in, but only for a short amount of time. Could you not, like, get a shop vac and suck them all up and then dispose of them?
Well, the thing is, though, they come up because they're under the side. They chill under the siding.
Okay.
So you got to spray up with the hose with the soap because that's the only way to really kill them.
Right.
They're hard to get rid of.
Like, well, shop vac's wet dry, so you could still do that.
No, I understand, but you got to get really under the side. Like they chill right up there, up in the walls.
Well, if they're in there, then
you can get them because then you can hire. Because then they come down on the.
Yeah, so that's when you vacuum them up.
The parging.
Can't you just like bang on the siding though?
No, I tried that. The soapy water is the best way, but. You use a lot of soap. But they are annoying. Anyway, I said that one thing and I said, geez.
You're having
that
sex.
Was a bit crazy. You're having sex on my wall?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. And then, and I was like, get out of here, bugs. Quit bugging.
Yeah, it says spray them with dish soap.
Yeah.
Clean large surfaces with dish soap. Vacuum them up. So Jason's idea.
Oh, okay.
Seal up doors and windows.
Yeah. I've called a pest thing before.
And what'd they say?
And they're like, hey, well, what's your...
Wow, they can really cluster. They can
there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Mm.
Like hundreds of them yesterday. Hundreds. Having sex on my wall. It's like, you losers. And then I'd started the barbecue. My wife, she's like, do you want me to pass you the meat? I hadn't put the meat on yet. I was just, the grill was going. So I'd forgotten.
The grill's just going for like 40 minutes.
You got up to 700 with no
massacring these young lovers.
Would you like to, would you like me to pass you the meat? And I went, there's so many losers. And I just kept saying.
Your poor wife.
Yeah. She's like, okay. And then closed the door.
At some point, sweetie, we're going to have to get your wife and daughter on the show to tell Jamie's story.
Oh, man.
Sweetie. What? Would you like to pass me this?
So many losers! So many losers.
Okay.
Having sex on my wall.
Pro tip, if you want these losers to stop having sex on your wall, you can use scents like peppermint, clove, and eucalyptus.
Oh, wow. They don't like the three best flavors. Yeah.
And you can spray that.
Anyway.
Yeah, I got a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sex on my wall. And I did think, oh, was that your dad? Huh?
Jamie Lang.
I thought about that, too.
Was that your dad
who just got covered in spray?
That's what your daughter's friends are going to say when they're over at the house. Is that your dad? Why is he yelling? Why is he yelling at the losers to stop having sex on the wall? Why is he spraying your house with a squeeze bottle?
Just walking around outside.
Yeah. At least I'll always have my shirt on.
The visual.
Will you?
The visual I have is you in bed, the lights off. I could hear him.
Yeah, I could hear him
having sex on my wall.
Is that your dad?
Go to bed. It's fine. I could hear him.
All right. I don't want to stay.
We got some.
What's going on?
We got some Dougies coming up at Shea 106.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
You can reach us 24 hours a day. 216-3849-216-Dougie. And we will play your message for the city.
Well, one of my favorite things are people's home after the bar stories that don't go as planned. Everybody, you know someone who's got some, guys and girls alike. They always have some funny stories from time to time. And here is one of those.
Okay.
My wife told me to call you guys with this story. In university, a lovely lady decided to take me home. We were going to go to the next step, but no condoms were available, so she got upset and left. I sat up on the bed, realized I had to throw up, saw a garbage can, a laundry basket, and the floor, and decided the floor was the best option, and then immediately pulled her rug over top of it, put my clothes on, and ran out the door and walked about 5 kilometers home because I didn't want to call a cab in the middle of winter. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. The most curious part of that story is why wouldn't you want to call a cab when it's all cold out?
Yeah, why didn't you want to?
Like just a night of bad decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make a few in a row sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on a roll. Some bad decision nights or just one after another.
Maybe the cold was making him feel better. Because, you know, sometimes when you're feeling drunk, sick, and the cold just takes the grossness away.
So she comes back from wherever she left to her own bedroom.
What is that?
What is under my rug?
Yeah, that's...
What if she didn't notice it first? Notice a couple days, just festering and fermenting underneath there because it's full of alcohol anyway.
God.
Did I recently tell a story, I think, where I talked my way to an ex-girlfriend was having a party. And me and my buddy showed up. I was already a little liquored, and she didn't want us to come in because she thought we were going to fight. And I said, I'm not going to fight. So we talked our way in, and then I immediately got sick because I drank so much stuff. So I ran upstairs to the bathroom, and I took off my – I undid my belt because I had to pee first. So I'm like, I'm going to pee here. And I had one of those cool Zippo pouches back in the day. The cool little leather tough guy Zippo.
So cool.
That was the coolest, man. And it slid off and fell into the toilet, but I didn't realize it because I was so – happy.
Littered.
And littered. And then, so then I flushed. The pee went down, no problem. And then I lay down on the floor for a while. And then I realized I had vomit. So first I threw up on the toilet seat lid. Because I forgot I closed the toilet.
Like a gentleman, put the lid down.
So then I whipped the lid up. And then all the vomit that was on the lid went all over the wall of the windows and everything. And then I threw up on the toilet. And then I tried to clean up a bit with toilet paper.
Never.
Jammed it in and then flushed it, but my Zippo, because it was in the piping, everything clogged and the water started, my puke vomit started pouring over the side of the toilet. So I ran out.
You bounced.
Yeah, and I called my Bob! As I was going down the stairs, Bob! He's like, what? I'm like, we're leaving! And we left, and then she called me the next day and said, you owe me like $1,500 because the plumber had to come and snake it out and water damage and everything.
The plumber probably stole your lighter.
And I was like, and you were worried about me fighting.
Yeah. This is much worse.
Told you.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah. Bad decisions come in roles usually. But what else you got?
Bad decisions make the best stories, though.
They do.
For the most part. Mm-hmm.
You have some legendary ones, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. But, enough time today.
Usually involving salmon. thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget, another payroll name coming up very shortly with Amy at 9 o'clock. Find out if you can get paid for listening to this radio station. Our podcast every day is on Spotify and iTunes. We appreciate the subscription. Give us a listen. Try it out, maybe. I want something new to kill some time when you're working out or later in the day at work, whatever. Give us a dance. We're called the Biggs and Bar Show. You can find us everywhere. If you're a business in Carlton Place who wants to come make our big party on May 4th even bigger for March Madness of Small Towns, you can register at shea106.com. We're good, guys?
I think we're good.
All good.
All right. You boys enjoy the heat today. It's going to be hot.
Remember, though.
Heat report.
Oh, damn it.
You played the wrong thing, didn't you?
You played the wrong thing. You're going to go home and murder some people and sex on your walls, James?
Yeah.
You meant to play It's Not the Heat, It's the Humidity.
Yeah,
right?
I did. Yeah, but
you've lost the moment now.
Yeah, the lyrics are about to kick in, so have a great day, everybody.
The Biggs and Bar Show.